This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right, it is, whether you like it or not. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And first, head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on there. And get involved with other like-minded people. It will help you get stronger. You'll see how they come to their conclusions. You'll see how they approach things. I'm off because we're going to deal. Now, you guys have been, you OGs, right? The old listeners, OLs, I guess we can call them. You guys that have been around for a while. I have talked about these sex bots. They really were scary. They're really eerie when you look at them. And I'm not asking you to go out and look at them online, but if you do go out and Google these things, they're becoming very popular in Asia for whatever reason. And when you think about it, right? And you think about what's happening, sex is becoming, and I've said this on the show for years now, actual sex today is like kissing was in the 70s. You know, a pseudo expectation it happened on a regular, and now it's just kind of like the hookup culture is whatever. Because, you know, us old farts, we don't get it. We don't understand all this. Sex is no big deal, but it is a big deal. It's a big deal from the heart. It's a big deal scientifically. It's a big deal chemically. If you're religious, it's a big deal from a religious standpoint. But we've gotten so cold and so disconnected that now bring in the machines. And I know years ago, well, not that it's changed, I don't know, but, you know, they had all kinds of toys and replicas. I'm trying to keep it clean because I know there's sometimes it's young people listening. Let's not forget the dolls and such. But now they're sex machines. They're actual machines, actual robots, actual AI. Or, you know, artificial intelligence, it learns, which has got to freak you out. Right? And so I'm hoping, we're in L.A. traffic. If Barack Lurie can make it, if he can't, we'll make sure he's here for a full hour. Somehow we'll pull it off. But that's going to come. So if you got young people or you're easily wigged out, this may not be the show for you in the next after the next segment. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, over 2 years into it, we're still being pummeled with religious intolerance in this company. What I think is really funny is that the LGBT plus community will get all over us because they don't get enough attention, that they feel like they're being discriminated against big time. And yet it's okay to take away Christian rights. It's not a big deal. Now, Duke University, their student government has decided to deny a Christian organization recognition. You know why? Not because it wants to run up and down the halls handing out Jesus pamphlets, but because they have traditional values. So what do you think about that? So now on a college campus, traditional values are not allowed. Anything goes. We're back to Animal House on steroids, right? And where are the administrators? I always blame the kids. Where are the administrators? Where are the people running the school? Are they hiding from these kids? Are they so afraid that the money's going to go? Look at a lot of these colleges that are taking on hard liberal viewpoints have lost money. Right? Their donors have given them less money. And even in some cases, we've seen them come out and say, look, no more money till you change your ways. Some have lost enrollment. Enrollment's gone down in these more liberal universities. So Duke University Student Government Senate, they voted to deny recognition to a Christian group because it's leadership team requirements, which do not allow LGBT plus members, at least not on a leadership team. They have a right to do that. Members of the Student Senate raised concerns about Young Life's policy. The Senate also talked about how this could discourage people who are LGBT from joining the club. Now, I don't know why the young people today think that they are entitled to be accepted by everybody. It's not going to happen. Not everybody's going to accept you. It doesn't matter whether it's your sexual preference, your size, your height, your weight, the size of your nose, the size of your belly. You can't expect, you can't force everybody to accept you, your lifestyle, what you eat, what you don't eat, how you prefer to dress, the color, the music you listen to. Knock it off. Nobody likes you that much. Well, some people aren't going to like you that much. I'm sure your parents and other close friends and relatives will accept you any way you show up. But not everybody's going to do it. It's just not going to happen. And we on the conservative side get that all the time. I was at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. And there was a couple there. When they figured out who I was, they were very uncomfortable sitting at the table next to me. I don't know if they thought I had some kind of like invisible cooties that would crawl up all over them. And listen, there's nothing I say on the show that's nasty or hateful. You may disagree with it. You may find it makes you uncomfortable, but there's a lot of, hey, sitting in the dentist chair, I was uncomfortable. The group's sexual misconduct policy says that we do not in any way wish to exclude persons who engage in sexual misconduct or who practice a homosexual lifestyle from being recipients of the ministries of God's grace and mercy. Now, we do, however, believe that such persons are not to serve as staff or volunteers, which is the same thing in churches. All right, we'll deal with this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. And yes, I was born to wave the flag. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about Constitution Day and what it means. And some of you don't know what the... You know, I've got to tell you, though, I'm very excited because since Donald Trump has become president, the Democrats not only have learned to spell the Constitution or Constitution, they've actually found it. Now we just have to get them to actually read it, and then I think we'll be doing okay. So always. Now, I told you that this hour, if you've got little kids in the car, throw them out because you need to hear this. You know, leave them at the corner, pick them up in about 45 minutes. Because I got to tell you, we've been talking about this on the show for a long time, off and on, and where society is going, how cold we've become, and how detached we've become. And, you know, Barack Lurie's in studio with me. You can see him if you're watching, or you can hear him when he decides to say hello. Say hello, Barack.
Hello, everyone. I love you all.
And let me see. I got to read the book here. You got to see the book.
I'll put this up in front of my face because I know you'd rather see this than my face. See that? Is it up right side
upside
up?
Down.
It's upside down. Well, that's what society is.
It's
upside
that's
down.
Right.
If
it's really very metaphorical what just right. happened.
It's the rise of the sex machines. And we've talked about this. I mean, the first version of this, you and I were joking during the break. It's like the first brick of the cell phone.
That's right.
They were scary.
Yeah.
And then I
yeah.
saw some of the new sex robots recently. And they were scary because they were so real looking and
right.
speaking. So, what are you sitting around at night, got nothing to do?
Yeah. Right. So why did Brock Lurie write
exactly.
this book? Right. And that's the burning question that you all have.
Wonderful, God-loving family
yeah,
man.
What gives it this guy? All right. So there is a story behind this. And it's a legitimate story. I'm having a little feedback, or not feedback, but if you could just turn it up a little bit, I can hear it. That'd be great. All right, all the way up. Oh, yeah. All the way, baby.
How's that?
That sounds fine. Thank
okay.
you.
Sure.
Anyway.
Keep going.
So I'm writing my sequel to Atheism Kills, and it's a three-part series, and there will be Atheism Destroys. Soon enough, it'll be available next year. But so it's Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, and the third one will be Atheism Steals. So I'm writing the first chapter of Atheism Destroys, and the first chapter is about how godlessness leads to the end of relationships.
Yeah,
relationships are everything, and people will be turning eventually to sex robots. The title was called Sex Robots. And it was going to be 20 pages, and then as I'm writing it, I find more interesting stuff, and the logical flow, and everything is coming together, and I realize now it's 50 pages, now it's 75, and eventually I just say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to make this a whole book, and I pull the whole chapter out, and here we are.
Wow. I could see you writing about this, and I can see why you would keep going with it in this direction based on even the stories I've done. And I can see you probably could have wrote 800 pages, really, couldn't you?
Oh, easily. There's a new story almost every day. But, you know, I really did want to keep it to 250 pages or less, and it's about 230 pages. So it's... I think it's very manageable. It's a very fun read. I got to tell you, there's a lot of kind of interaction with me as the author and dealing with, you know, this pretend reader saying, come on, Barack, this is ridiculous. No one will ever trade, you know, silicon for the real flesh or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, and I kind of argue with the reader as we go along. But it's a powerful, powerful story. It's nonfiction, of course. But I'll tell you something. There are so many reasons why it is so inevitable that in 7 to 10 years, Joe, many
really.
Women will be saying, I lost my man to a sex robot. And they'll all wonder, how did this happen? And by the way, this is not a misogynist book. I love women. I, on the contrary, it's an ode to women and to relationships and why we must fight for it. But the reality is, that men, you know, they have no problem virtualizing sex, right? The porn industry is, what is
amazing.
It? I think 85% men, you know, and couples, of course. But nevertheless, it's more of a male endeavor, right? Relationships, by contrast, are a female endeavor. So what happens when you provide something like this, a sex robot, that replaces the reality of both sex and relationships at the same time? You've got a disaster on your hands, and that's where we're heading. And the more lifelike it becomes, the more inevitable it will be. And then, but there are other factors, Joe, too. I mean, think of all the factors that are causing us to race toward sex robots. Here they are. The Me Too movement. Feminism. Right? A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Now, wait a minute. Eventually... you'll be able to sexually assault your sex robot. I realize that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would think that women would be very happy with this because, you know, the men are, you know, alone with their sex robots. It's not a life, you know, doing what they're doing. And they're leaving you women alone. I mean, you should be all happy, so to speak, right? And there are no diseases. You can't get pregnant, all right? I mean, it's almost a perfect storm in every way. Now, from the male perspective, it's also perfect. In fact, more than perfect. You don't have to worry about disease, like I just said.
Right.
But a sex robot will never accuse you of harassment, of rape, of assault. I mean, sex is a very daunting thing for men today, especially young men, Joe.
Especially in California now, on college.
It's terrifying.
Continual consent. How does that work? Is there an app for that?
Yeah. I'm sure there's an app. But even, I mean, here's the thing. You can wait 5 years later. You think you had a nice relationship, and this girl decides, you know what? I think you raped me. Okay. And all of a sudden, you're dealing with this. It's a minefield. And imagine you're a young man now, let's say 14 or 15 years old. You know, you understand this thing called sex. But you also understand, by golly, it's a minefield. And you know what? Better not to even tread. So there's an interesting article that came out recently that says that men and women, but mostly men, are delaying sex. They're virgins at 26 years old, a lot of them. Not all of them, of course, but a lot of them. And they say, isn't that a great thing? And I'll tell you why it's happening. Because they're freaking terrified of sex. That's why. Can you blame them? So it resolves a lot of issues in a sense. I mean, and I put that in air quotes. The reality is that people are afraid of sex. And it evokes so many powerful issues. And then there's the run-of-the-mill issues about sex. You know, when you go out with a woman today, or a woman goes out with a man, sex kind of invokes so much emotion, right? Mm-hmm. And if you break up with somebody, well, you have to, you know, depending on the person, of course, they can react very, very violently. And here, a robot doesn't do that.
No.
So
just flick the switch and say, I'm done.
That's right. Exactly right. And there's so many other things, and I hear the music, so.
Yeah.
Well, but I really want to get into
capitalism,
it.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're going to learn all about sex robots tonight. What else you want to do? We'll be back in a minute with Barack Laurie. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted that Iran will pay for the storming of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, led by Iran-backed militia members that were protesting a deadly airstrike this past weekend. The Pentagon says it's sending additional Marines to secure the compound. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Danny Davis says the situation could escalate.
What we don't need to do, what would be the worst thing for America and our interest, is to escalate this so that we could potentially get into a fight against Iran or even more fights against some of these militias in Iraq. That would be catastrophic for our troops over there.
The U.S. and China have reached the first stage of a trade deal. The president tweeted, I will be signing our very large and comprehensive Phase 1 trade deal with China on January 15th. The ceremony will take place at the White House. High-level representatives of China will be present. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You know, I wonder how much music from the late 60s and 70s could be played today. And get
that's true.
I mean, think about it. Young people are now protesting Netflix because they put Friends up, and Friends is it's against the gay and lesbian and Asian, and I don't even understand. I live on a different planet.
Where there were six white young people.
Oh, that's terrible.
And they were none of them were gay, and none of them were, and they're all apparently male or female, but not any of the other 57 genders.
We had the low IQ blonde, so that was a different
good point.
Okay. Anyway,
and by the way, I do love the music. I just want to say to your listeners out there, you know, I like coming to Joe's show. It's all good, but the reality is, I'm here for the bumper music. Because it's pretty damn good.
I'm glad you said that, because I have a listener that taunts me, okay? She sends me emails from time to time and says, when are you going to stop with that 70s music? It is 2019. What is wrong with
you? It's timeless. What do you want? It's just fantastic. That was great music. My kids listen. I've got a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old. They love this music, and not just because I play it, but because it's cool sounding. Anyway.
No, what's going to make you feel old is like me when my son comes and he's got this song from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he goes, this is a great band. This is a great band. Really?
That was 50 years ago, buddy.
People, they come up in walkers now. That's how old they are, right? All right, this is the peanut gallery that just chimed in with Barack Lori with his new book. And you know what? I got to tell you something. You're going to love this. Rise of the Sex Machines, okay? And you can get Amazon.
Amazon.
Okay.
Yes, wherever books are sold, which means Amazon.
That's just, if you can find a bookstore in your hometown, I mean, I'd really be. But this wouldn't be found in those CD bookstores.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just so people.
And by the way, the subtitle of the book is, and it's a serious book, but also it's telling a story in a very amusing and a kind of sort of gotcha sort of way.
Yeah.
But the subtitle is How Our Orgasm to Go Culture is Affecting the World of Relationships. And it's very, very important that you read this book. We need to see the cliff over which we are going.
Yeah.
And it's a cautionary tale. Some people are saying that I'm too ahead of my time, but I'm not. I make predictions on my show and elsewhere, and I write, and I don't like it, Joe. But they always come true.
Yeah.
And the reason why I feel a little bit like Wayne Gretzky, right? I mean, the old appellation to him is that the reason why he did well is not because he's faster or stronger. It's because he just knew where the puck was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you where the puck is going to be for our civilization. Let me get this straight. Okay, so we have a world where they're telling us that children are no longer an asset, no longer a joy, no longer an obligation. They are instead a curse. They are a blight to society. Worse yet, they suck up our, you know, precious resources, and they spew off carbon emissions. It's a double whammy. So you're somehow a hero if you don't have children. Right? You got that? And then, of course, well, if you don't want children, what's the point of having a wedding certificate? Why a marriage certificate? What's the point of getting married? So, of course, nobody's getting married. And why would they? Joe, I mean, everything's instantaneous today. You've got your Ubers. You've got your Grub.
There's no
whatever.
Commitment.
Yeah, there's no commitment.
Job-wise, I was just talking to somebody about this today. These new leases that have come up. I don't know if you've seen them on your app.
I know about them, yes.
Right. There's no more 2 or 3 or 4 year commitment. Now there's 3 months.
Right. Everything is just instantaneous.
Yep.
And it comes to you instantaneously. So like your music, if you like that song we just play in the bumper music, boom, you can download it in a second.
You don't have to buy it on vinyl.
And likewise, books. If you want to do it, then may I recommend Atheism Kills or Rise of the Sex Machines on Amazon.com. But anyway, you can download it instantly. Right?
Yeah.
And if it comes in a day, well, that's even too long as it is. Everything is fast, fast, fast.
Yeah.
And so and our banking, for example, stock trades, you name it, you can do really quickly.
Your phone, you know,
and your phone, yeah.
ATM cards, right?
Yep.
Now
it's all right there. You can deposit your check from your phone.
You know, we sound two old guys complaining about new technology. You know that, right?
No, I love these things. These are efficient.
I do too.
I love the Ubers. I love the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
I mean, I use them. It's great.
Yeah.
But the problem is people get so used to this instantaneous culture, what I call insta-sex, that they develop this notion that, well, gosh, I should get my orgasm quickly too.
And
so it is. It's orgasm to go. And there's a chapter called Orgasm to Go. And it's exactly what you're seeing on Tinder. All these websites that you're seeing.
Yeah, the hookup sites. And
and here's the freaky thing about it, Joe. The freaky thing about it is that most women do not want to be on Tinder. But now they have to be on Tinder. You know why? Because that's where the men are.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
Yeah, you know what? You made a comment that you went by pretty fast. My uncle was a Boston cop back in the 60s and 70s. And I remember being at McDonald's and we're sitting there and on a station wagon, on the tailgate of a station wagon. Go figure. Anyway, I remember he was complaining to my aunt and he said, you know the problem with these places? Because it was one of the first drive-thrus. He said, it's instant.
Yeah.
And these kids, he pointed out, he says, they're all going to expect everything comes with a snap of a finger. This is not good for society.
That's right.
Now, I never really thought about that till later on in life. That comment that he made, you talk about being far ahead. He saw it coming. My dad said the same thing about common sense. We were going to have to start legislating common sense because nobody's holding our kids' feet to the fire.
Right.
And you're seeing that with this moral values. I mean, think about sex, not for sex's sake. If you really think about it in the bigger picture, the way God had envisioned sex for us, we have gone, society's gone out of our way to make it again, just like kissing was in the 70s. It's no big deal. It's something everybody does. There's no real connection. And that's all not true, is it?
It's so right. The phrase is, it's just sex, right?
Right.
And like, you're just having a good old time, and what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that, because it turns out that our minds are not geared to think of sex as it's just sex.
Right.
Maybe we want to believe that way, but it turns out both women and men infuse a lot more meaning into sex than they fool themselves about. And I have this whole chapter. It's really an awesome and very fun chapter about how women have done this when a man breaks up with them or cheats on them. Mm-hmm. And men have done this when a woman cheats on or breaks up with him. It's awful. I mean, no other thing in life is so meaningful.
Right.
You know, you drop an ice cream cone. Okay, they're not tremendous consequences of losing your ice cream cone. right?
Right.
But when you lose your man, you lose your woman, horrific things happen. Like that the astronaut woman, Novak, who went across the country with the diapers. And, craziness, right? Men and women slash tires. Sometimes they kill each other because they're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about sex that evokes incredible things within us. And the reality is it's never just sex. Mm-hmm. You're lying to yourself if you think it's just sex, which leads me to a very important thing. So sex, you think about sex, the reason why it's so pleasurable, well, it's to procreate our species, right? It's necessary. Right. Okay, but listen, I like sex like the next guy, but I also like cappuccinos. I like risottos. I like mountain biking. You let me do any of those things, Joe, and I will do a lot for somebody else. You give me a great cappuccino, I can do a lot of things. And you don't need, on a scale of 1 to 10, why is sex a 30? It only needs to be an 8 to get, most men in the sack with a woman. So why 30? And everyone agrees, it's a 30. You would, and your wife would, we all agree, it's a 30. And when an astronaut comes back from space, for example, or does something amazing,
right?
What does he say? How was it, astronaut such and such? And he says, better than sex, man. Better than sex. Right?
That's right. You're right.
But we know. No, it wasn't. It wasn't really. Nah. I mean, he's trying to say it was really awesome.
Right. You're right.
But, there's a reason why he says that phrase, better than sex. The question is, why?
Right.
And here it is, Joe. Because you ask most secular people, they have no idea. They just think, it's necessary to perpetuate. No, not a good answer. The answer is, when there's true intimate sex, you are engaging in the act of creation.
Mm-hmm.
That is God's, you are a deputy for God's mission of creation. And you are seeing a spiritual opening. And that's why people often feel, during intimate sex with their married, spouse, right, that they are experiencing an ecstasy, a spiritual ecstasy.
Yeah.
That's how powerful it is.
I always say it's the only time God allows you to be like him.
Yes.
Creating something.
Yes.
So anyhow.
And well, that's a great point you just made. And there's more on that when we get back.
I have them once in a while. Not often. Joe Messina, your host here with Barack Lori. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KITS 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
You know, this is a newer song, but it's newer, 80s. It reminds you of like the Soulful Strut type of thing from the 60s. Right?
I like it. I'm grooving. You can't stop me.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Listen, some of you don't like the emails. I don't even like the emails because Google's really been playing a game. Gmail with the emails, and some of you have sent me clips showing me it says that this site has been known to send spam. All right? So if you don't want to get noticed, we now use text messaging, and a lot of you seem to like that, and it gets through. So if you want me to text you when the show is going to start, you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And the app is finally working right. At least that's what you tell me. And so if you want to grab the app, you can go to the Apple Store, you go to the Google Store, whatever it is. You can get the show live. You get the video live. You get prior shows. You can send me nasties right from the app. You can call the show right from the app. I try to make it brainless. Not that you guys are brainless, but, you know, I'm trying to make it easy for you to press a button and get the show no matter where you're at. But here's the big deal. If you're in a city where it doesn't cover the show, it doesn't carry the show, you have to listen to your smartphone, that's ridiculous. I want you to pick up the phone, call the local radio station, ask for the station manager, say, why are you not carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? And if they don't give you the answer that I want, call me and I will call them. And I do. And you guys, we picked up four or five stations this year because you people have gotten out there and made a difference. All right. So like I told you earlier, I'm not making a disclaimer, but I guess I am. If you got a young person in the car, you can drop them off at the corner and pick them up in a little bit, and because we're going to talk about the
right
of the
Rise of the Sex Machines,
Barack Lorre's new book, and again, you know, your first book, Atheism Kills. I got to tell you, not that I haven't had a chance to read this yet, but that was a great book, and
Thank
it still
you.
Is a great book.
Thank you.
And when I talk to people about it, they always say, "Oh, you know, another book pounding on atheists." I said, "No, he's not pounding on atheists in the book. He's giving you some real facts, real things to deal with that's going to cause you to think." And I'm tired of hearing about how religion has killed millions and millions and millions of people, but I never hear, or maybe people don't realize, how many people atheism has actually killed over the decades.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's the same thing here. This may sound, look, I plug my book every night, and I'm not trying to take time away from you, but you know, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, it's not a comic book. I just use all the labels the left gives us. So you don't have to be afraid of it. I'm not in there pounding on people. And it's the same thing here. Rise of the Sex Machines, where our orgasms to go culture is taking us, and who'll resist? You know, you're right when you say today, sex is, you know, hey, we're going to have lunch, we're going to have a little sex, we're going to go to the beach. You know, it's
that's exactly what's happening. It's a very weird thing. And it talks, the book talks about the values that we place on things.
Right.
So riddle me this, Batman. Okay? So, I mean,
you are old.
You have a mug in front of you. You're drinking from a mug right now, okay? Mm-hmm. It costs you whatever. Let's say it's $8.
Yep.
Okay? Did it cost you, is it worth $8 now, and then next Tuesday, is it going to be worth $608? And then the next week, it's going to be $1,000, and then it goes back to $4, and then $8. I mean, like a stock or something? No, of course not. It is what it is. And same thing with your car, same thing with your house. It more or less, it keeps a certain value. But when it comes to sex, we seem to think that it can fluctuate that value. It's just sex, people say, until they get married. And then they expect that their spouse and he or she will have this great intimate sex, and it'll be so meaningful. And if the spouse ever cheats on him or her, well, then that'll be a great breach of trust. But wait a minute, I thought it was just sex. So how is it that it was just sex before you got married, and now you know? But I mean, if I eat an ice cream cone before I get married, that's no big deal. It doesn't become greater after I get married. It's still just an ice cream cone. But the way they want to think of sex is really odd. And now I began to realize, Joe, why it is that people said, really refrain from having sex before you get married. We want to keep the sexual act very holy, very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do so if we keep it after marriage. If you just toy around with it before, well, then aren't you trivializing it?
Yeah.
And so that's where we are. Surprise. And so people are, you know, it is an orgasm to go culture. People have begun to think, well, you know, what's wrong with that, Barack? Why can't I have my orgasm? And well, here's why. Because if you just go through this process and you don't get married, you don't have children, and all you take care of is yourself, and you don't even think of a relationship, as it were, then what does that say for civilization at the end of the day? There's a great chapter I have. It's called All Transgendered Now, you know, based upon the Beatles song, All Together Now, right? All Transgendered Now. So isn't it interesting, Joe? You and I, we think very similarly. We think of things that other people are not thinking. And I bet you'll like this. There are, what, 57-plus genders. By the end of the show, there'll be another 20. But still, for now, this moment, 57.
You're a little behind. It's forever to 78 right now.
Okay,
last 78. Time I heard,
okay, 78. So there's 78 genders, and they're all this. I'm pansgender with a twist of lemon. You know, I mean, I'm bisexual, but I only like rhinoceros. You know, yeah. What is it? I mean, it's so bizarre, but not one of them, Joe. Not one. They all focus on what turns that person on, what he's or she's attracted to, but it doesn't say anything, nothing about a sense of obligation to somebody else.
Right.
There's no talk of commitment, no talk of relationship. In the old days, if you were, you would talk about your girlfriend that you're so excited about her. You would say, I want to do everything for her. And she would say, you know, I want to be his. You know, he completes me. She's my better half. Right? These are the phrases that we would use. I couldn't do it without you, honey. That sort of thing. And that's not in the language whatsoever.
No, not anymore.
So why wouldn't they just say, well, look, I'm going to the sex robot business. It doesn't have any of the dangers. You're not a toxic male anymore. And, of course, the disease issue that we talked about before. You don't have to worry about pregnancy. You're not hurting anyone. No one can accuse you of rape or harassment or any of those.
She never complains. I'm always great and wonderful.
That's right. Never complains. By the way, there's a surprise story in the beginning. It's a lot of fun. And it's a shocking ending. This book will have a shocking ending for you. But I love what you just said. And I tout all the benefits of robots, and I put that in air quotes again because I don't believe.
Right.
I mean, you and I will never, ever find ourselves with a sex robot.
I was creeped out when I saw it on the screen, for God's sake.
But here's, Joe, it's so weird. When I did my announcement of this book, and I did a little blurb saying Orgasm to Go Culture, where it's taking us. There's no misinterpreting what this book is about, right?
Right.
And the comments on it, mostly from men, are saying, I can't wait. I can't wait. And they mean it. And most of the men that you've talked to, and I encourage you, talk to them, you know, in the street. What do you think about sex robots? But ask them if they're believers, okay,
right.
If they have any sort of connection to God or a church. And they'll say, I like the idea. I like it. You know, one famous athlete said, he called it the promised land. That's where we're going, my
friend. Wow.
Yeah, so
all right.
The demand is wild.
Before we run out of time, though, right, I got to ask you something. When your wife came in the room and you're writing this book and she goes, so what are you working on, honey? How'd that conversation go?
Well, you know, I tell you know, it's very funny. I agree. But he's having fun, Joe. I got to tell you, he likes this. He likes putting me on the spot. And my face is a little red. I'll grant you that. No, but the truth is, I told her the truth. I told her, look, I mean, if anything, this book is now making me appreciate the beauty of sex and the beauty of marriage. Because marriage is hard. And I now understand that without understanding the beauty of marriage and the hardship of marriage, that we will not have a civilization. And I ain't going to participate in the destruction of civilization.
Right.
I have 3 kids. I wish I had 6 kids. And I encourage everyone to have as many kids as they can. But we don't care about that anymore. They don't have a sense of their civilization. They're easy in and easy out. It's you know, they don't even believe in God. So they don't care about the past, and nor do they care about the future. And they think they're doing great things by not having a relationship, and certainly by not having kids. They think they're wonderful. They think they're doing great blessings for the planet. That's why we are where we are. So you asked me about my wife. She began to understand that I'm actually doing this as an ode to women.
Okay.
And an ode to relationships and to our civilization and really to God. God wants us to be good to each other, and that means relationships. It implies relationships. We have to fight for it.
Yeah.
But it's an intriguing book. Wait for the shocking ending, Joe. I think you'll like it.
No, it's and I got to. You have to come back to talk about this someday. It's, when you talk about the relationship, you know, you look at relationships all around the world, and they're going to say, "Well, you know, divorces end up." I don't want to hear any of that because, really, when you work at it with the woman that God has for you. You know, things were wonderful. The kids, we all have issues. We all have our problems. But the reality is I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
That's right.
This is the woman that God gave me, and we have a ball together. We have a good time, and
you're spiritually,
know what the value is.
Yeah, you're spiritually fulfilled, and you're not lonely,
no.
Which is a huge issue today.
Yeah.
So they won't be lonely with sex robots, though.
No, especially if you have 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly. Oh, man, there's a whole chapter on that one.
I've got to get you a bra. Brock Lurie, Rise of the Sex Machine. You got to get this book, okay? And then you got to grab his other books, too. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not just saying it because he's sitting here. You got to get informed, people. Otherwise, you sound like them. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot coming up. Next hour, we're going to talk about the Constitution. Do you know how to spell it?